As director of the Utah State University Center for Women and Gender, Ann Austin is responsible for finding and scheduling guest speakers who can address issues affecting women throughout the world. During a recent lecture by New York Times columnist Nicholas Kristof, students and community members in Cache Valley were told that worldwide, violence against women is a modern-day moral matter.
And the central moral challenge of the 20th century was totalitarianism. That in this century, the central moral challenge for the world will be gender inequity around the globe.
I thought it was ironic, but at the same time very telling of what Kristof said when he said that there are two big issues now facing this century. And the one issue is trafficking of humans, and the other issue is violence against girls and women. And then, you know, just a day later, we have this situation in our valley.
Austin is referring to an incident that happened in her neighboring community of Smithfield, just north of Logan. The day after Kristof made his comments, on February 16th, a 14-year-old girl didn't come home from school. Neighbors and law enforcement searched for several hours and found Desiree Turner injured and abandoned in a ditch. She had been shot in the head from behind. And now, two 16-year-old boys from the community are charged with attempted aggravated murder.
Whether they were targeting a woman or a person who might have been smaller than they were, it's strength against perhaps less strength, or size against perhaps less size.
Turner's family recently released a statement saying that she is recovering, and after spending several days in a medically induced coma, has been transferred to a neurotrauma unit. Cache County attorneys are hoping to have the boys tried as adults. Even though there isn't one solution for international violence against women, Austin says in this case, community members united together to advocate, support, and fundraise for Turner.
I've been very touched with all the projects that have been happening spontaneously in the valley to help this 14-year-old girl.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Ashley Stilson.